Running Scared by Elizabeth Lowell. Read by Carrington McDuffie. Disc 1.
To Dr. C. M. Johns, Curator, Roman Britain Department of Prehistory and Early Europe, the British Museum. Thank you, Catherine. The facts are yours, the fancies are mine, the friendship is ours. Prologue. Sedona, Thursday, October 30th. The silvery disk of a nearly full moon kept Virgil O'Connor awake. He liked it that way. At 81, he had long since decided that watching shades of darkness twist across the Arizona night was better than being in their grip and screaming himself awake. "I'm sorry I took it," he whispered to the night. "Sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry." The darkness didn't answer. It never had. His heart faltered, skipped, and settled down. He let out a long breath that wasn't quite relief. He wanted to die, but not yet. Not until the dead forgave him for touching their sacred gold. Neck rings of braided gold chains as smooth and heavy and supple as he once had been. Armbands as wide as his spread fingers, heavy gold covered with symbols so eerie and beautiful they raised the hair on his scalp. Cloak pins as big as his hand, pins carrying the likeness of an animal, yet frighteningly human. A mask that was more than human. Shapes of gods or demons or dreams long dead. 27 pieces of gold, beautiful gold.